Okay. Item number 50.
Request of Charles Johnson to address council regarding Yes on 92, Starbucks, new chief of police, the 99%, and healthcare.
Good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. As was noted for the record, my name is Charles Johnson. And I guess before we get to those topics that were just read, I do want to thank you, Mayor, or all of you who talked before, so that we did not just say Je suis Charlie, but also remembered that 2,000 Nigerians have been killed recently, and that didn't catch much of the mainstream media, so I'm glad it was mentioned here at Council. Additional things that actually have, usually we talk about what's not going right, but Saturday, the mayor went to Bethel AME Church and was receptive to a lot of words from the community about how we can improve policing, or perhaps even just reduce policing in Portland, and was glad that the mayor invested that time and that Daryl Turner, chairman of the Portland Police Association, also went and listened to a number of people express their ideas of how we can have a more just police department. And then on the way in, I was talking to the representatives of huge major media like the Portland Mercury, and we talked about the fact that we're going to be settling a $47,000 police claim, and that the mayor, I think, is taking an open records policy of not putting those items on the consent agenda, because when we make mistakes, it's best to shed maximum light on them so that we can learn from those mistakes and improve the quality of our police. So thank you for those things. About 6 weeks ago, when I filled out the paperwork so that I could speak today, I was and I'm still concerned that residents in our city need to look into whether our beloved, not quite so local economic engine Starbucks is using profits from their beverages and snacks that we pay for to encourage Monsanto to sue the people of Vermont. In Portland, we're kind of familiar with the situation of people being sued by various entities. The United States of America is suing the city of Portland. We're appealing a small part of that decision, that consent decree. But people need to know that with just a difference of some 800 votes statewide, and particularly here in Portland, people really wanted to have labeling on GMOs, or at least that's how they voted. If they really want labeling on GMOs, they need to find out what Starbucks is doing to assist Monsanto in suing the people of Vermont to prevent labeling on GMOs. Sometimes people aren't happy with the actions you up there on city council take, and I think sometimes you're justified in doing whatever you want because we the people send you mixed messages. So I'm really saying this mostly to encourage the people sitting behind me and listening on television that when you think an issue is important, if it happens to be the labeling of GMOs, and your actions are not consistent on that issue, we can't really complain about how public policy holders are working. I think recently you all had the federal legislative agenda meeting last week, and of course not very many of us have much hope for the federal activity given the new Congress. But I do want to encourage you to focus more on the state legislative agenda, and we've already heard about the $15 minimum wage issue, and also improving health care. I hope that all of you will have candid conversations among yourselves, even though we never want to see the people at MOTA become unemployed. We really do want to have an equitable health system, and so I hope that you will keep that in mind and look for ways to make that happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.